Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am Isman Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, where it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Tremaine.
Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Joy. They're going to have joy in our heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He has that for us. A prayer answering God, He's got that joy for us. Hallelujah. Joy in the morning. The Bible tells us in Psalms 30 verse 5, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Jesus is a prayer answering God. He knows what you're going through, and when we reach out to Jesus, He is reaching out to you. Praise God. The Lord can ease your suffering no matter the reason or source. Join us today and allow the Lord to be a ray of sunshine in your life. Hallelujah. How many people I've known, or maybe you've known over a period of years that you know of, have really suffered and going through things, and maybe poor most of their lives, but they've got that joy about them, and they got that happiness, and it's because they got the Lord in there. And we know that we'll be faced with things. They'll come on us, they'll be overwhelming, and they'll get us, you know, and our mind will go to getting even tactics and angry at everything else, and through all these scenarios, but the Lord is there just waiting, patiently waiting on us to come back around, get our sense of mind, and then call us back in. Hallelujah. Take that anger away. Put that joy in our heart. Take that hurt, that sorrow away. Put joy in our heart. You know, some things that we can never get over, hurt-wise, of loss of a close loved one. And some things that can, you know, that seem like there's no way to ever get over it. And entire life go through, and just part of you, when you think about that, is just feels the misery of that. But we know that the Lord is real. He's righteous. And we know that He has a place for us in heaven. Hallelujah. And so those of that we've lost, loved ones that I've lost that are really close to me, and just knowing that they were saved and they'll be in heaven, I know I'm going to see them someday. And that brings joy in a time of darkness, and when you just don't see any light. And that's just the way it can be. It can just overwhelming sometimes. But in Romans 12:12, as we're serving the Lord, the Bible says to rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Now, it's tough to have hope and be rejoicing in tribulation, but only when we focus on our problems. But when we turn our focus onto the Lord and ask for His help and to carry our burden for us, then we see the light. Then we get the relief. Praise the Lord. We can't focus on progress and being productive in our spiritual life when all of our thoughts and problems and when all of our thoughts are on our problems that we're having. And this negativity breeds negativity. So now we're not only thinking about the thing that we're going through right now, but now it's like the beginning that the past, you know, things will flash up into us, and people will think about that to make us angry, because we begin to stir on that, and our mind is in there, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger. And that's just fine and dandy for the devil. He wants you to focus on your misery, and he wants you to worry. Anything to keep you from realizing that God has the answers. Listen, every answer you're looking for, praise the Lord, that's what the Lord has for us. And the devil will do anything to keep you from that reality, from knowing that. Worry comes from fear. And the Lord says to fear not. Why? Because I am with you. He says, I got your back. I'm there for you. when the whole world turns their back on you, Jesus says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Praise the Lord. But that's that joy. And I know I've been in times that early on in my life that I just went through something so tragic, really. And it was overwhelming. And it changed the course of my life, and I had no real direction. And I had no answers. And not long after that, depression set in. And I had never known depression. Never, I've known people that had it, that said it, but I didn't understand it. And, you know, you're sad, but it's not sad. It's worse than that. It's like a prison of sadness, and where you just don't see any hope. But the Lord brought me out of that. But He gave me a chance to see that, and it lasted for like 6 months, and nothing I could do would shake me out of that. But see, I wasn't turning to the Lord, and I wasn't trusting in faith in Him. I was looking everywhere else. Because I was desperate. I was desperate without direction. But I'm saying, I'm letting you know that the Lord is there for you. He's right there, and He does answer prayers. Praise God. Bless them which persecute you, and bless, and not curse. Not curse, and curse not. Those that are, so when people are getting onto you, and they are getting under your skin for whatever way the Bible says, is to bless them. Bless them. Pray for them, that the Lord bless them. You know, because He'll take care of that. And curse not. Because when we curse, when we get angry, and the anger, like I said, this breeds into anger. When we don't bless them, which causes harm, we let it build up inside in anger and rage. And almost every time, anger leads to sin. And bad words said, and bad thoughts, and evil ideas. And it's a trap and a pitfall. And that's just the devil that's working his way on you to keep that misery on your mind. Maybe that you don't know. But today, hallelujah, and hopefully you do, but I'm telling you, the Lord is there for you, and He's got that joy for you. And He's got the answers. The answers are in His Word. The joy is in His Word. And as it comes to just sometimes just forcing that smile and just praising the Lord. And just calling on Him, saying, Lord, this is too much for me. I can't take this. It's too much of a burden. Take this from me. And then when you say it, accept that He took it. Accept that He's a prayer answering God. Accept that He said He's going to do what He's going to do what He said He's going to do. And once you've done that, you're able to be free of that. And when it comes back on you and begins to torment you, say, I gave that to the Lord. I'm not even going to think about that. And just start thinking about something else, because you know the Lord is working. All the while, since you've asked Him to come in to help you, He's working on your situation. Even when we don't see it, things are happening behind the scenes. In Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. That's the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. That's having the Lord in you. The fruit of that, of praising the Lord, of worshiping Him, of having that relationship with Him. He's saying you're going to have that love. When you're that close to the Lord, because He is love, that love is in your heart. That love is for others out there that would otherwise make you angry. Those that you would otherwise not pay any attention to, drive past. That love is there in your heart. And that what comes with that is that joy and that peace. Because we know in the end that Jesus has us. He's cradling us. We're His children. He's looking out for us. How could you have a child and see that they're suffering and not try and do something for them? And that's us as human beings. But Jesus has more love than we could ever imagine. And He loves you. And He knows what you're going through. And He says, I'm with you. I love you. I'm here to help you. But He wants us to ask. That's the thing about the Lord. Is He does take care of us. He watches out. He blesses us. He does all these things. Ask or not. Okay? But when we want specifics and we're going through something, He wants us to ask Him. And I'm going to tell you why. Because He wants you to know He's the one that did it. Because if it just gets better over time, or if the Lord blesses you, you don't know it came from Him, then there's no value in that. There's no eternal value in that. But when you ask and then you receive and you see that He's real by that happening, praise the Lord, that's the world opens up. Whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. And that's in John 16:23. And in verse 24, the Lord says, ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. And so either he's a liar, and he makes all this up, and he just says it, and says that sometimes, you know, or he's truth. He's everything he says he is. And he says, you shall receive, that your joy may be full of joy. It's that eternal life. You know, no matter how bad things get here, we know that there's heaven awaiting. We know in the end, if you're saved and you're serving the Lord, heaven is there waiting for you. Glory, we're made perfect in heaven. There's no suffering there. There's no ailments. No sickness. It's wonderful. And just to know that is that peace of mind. Knowing the worst case scenario that my life is taken, the best thing that could ever happen is I'm going to be in heaven. So no matter what you're going through, at the worst part of it, there's that relief that we have the Lord on our side. In 1 Peter 1:8, it says, passing the trials of faith and given honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Unspeakable joy. That's delight. And what he's saying is the trials of faith, that's saying when you're doing for the Lord, when you're actively serving him, talking to him, and praying to him, and going to him for the answers, and not to yourself, that's when you have that unspeakable joy. Praise the Lord. And now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. We only have fear for the one that can destroy both our body and soul, and God, but not in man. The man is not able to steal our joy, because our faith is in the Lord. And man can come up against us, and no matter what happens, you know, when we're in the heat of the moment, you're going to suffer, you know, and you might not think of the Lord right then, but when things settle down, and that'll be me. You know, I'll get angry and won't think of that. And when things settle down and my mind gets easy and quiet, then I can hear the Lord talking to me and trying to reason and just settle me down. But when we're worked up, we're not hearing nothing or nobody. We're just in the midst of our madness. But there is a way out of that. It's biblical. It's right there. It's joy for you. Praise the Lord. Happiness. Happiness in serving the Lord. You know, it's doing for him too. It's reading his word, it's praying, it's asking him to specifically to help you with what you're going through, to take your burdens from you. But it's also doing for others. That joy of doing for others. When we're able to minister toward others and put a smile on their face, it just makes us feel warm all over. You're making the angels happy, you're making Jesus happy. Heaven is rejoicing when we do those things for the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we hoard off and we just keep that depression and oppression away. It's just it's so hard to get out of something like that, you know, when we think about ourselves trying to pull ourselves out of it. But when we look at the Lord, we know that there's nothing too small or too big that he can't do. That everything is made easy through the Lord. That through God, all things are possible. In Proverbs 10:28, the hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. And in verse 22, the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. He addeth no sorrow with it, the blessings of the Lord. And what it's saying here is that though you serve the Lord, you reach out to him, you call on him, you talk to him, he's there for you. It's another verse just reaffirming the same thing. But when you don't serve him, the expectations of the wicked shall perish. You expect these big things to happen, they're not going to. Because you're not serving the Lord. And people may get that. And you'll see people that be successful in life that don't have God in them. But success is limited to the very life that we have, to the very few decades that we have. but Jesus, and heaven everlasting is forever. So to turn from sin, it's saying turn from sin to find your joy. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. One person that the Bible says in Luke 15:10, one person that repents from their sins, asks the Lord to forgive them of their sins, it says that the angels of God are rejoicing. They are aware of it. Imagine that. We don't know how many, sometimes when you're out in public, you don't know how many eyes are on you. When you do something, you don't know who all is watching. But real, what it's saying here, you really don't realize who all is listening. Who all is listening? We think about the Lord, and we know that, and we pray to Him, but are you thinking about the angels hear you? The angels are. They're happy, and they're joyful, when someone repents from their sins, when that name is written in heaven. The Bible says that the word of the Lord shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. I mean, that's a picture. Think of that as a painting. That's just a beautiful happiness. And that's what the Bible says, shall go out with joy. The word of the Lord shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees in the field shall clap their hands. Now, we know the trees aren't clapping their hands, but that's joy in everything. That's what it's saying. The word of the Lord brings you joy in everything. Praise God. And we're not here just to be happy all the time. The Lord says, we're going to suffer. And if you're not suffering, you're probably not doing something right. But that suffering with joy, knowing the Lord, we're doing it for the Lord. Knowing that whatever we're going through, whether it be good or bad, the Lord's going to turn around for good, so long as we serve Him and lean on to Him. Joy from serving, not being on and off worshiper. You know, sometimes we'll be over someone's house, and we'll see a treadmill sitting in the corner, and there's clothes hanging on it, and there's boxes on the running deck, and you can know that at one time this person wanted fitness. They wanted to be in shape, to feel better about themselves, so they bought a treadmill. But after the biggest part of the workout usually is assembling it. But the harsh reality after you've assembled this is that the machine is not doing the work for you. In order to get into shape, you're going to have to put forth an effort. You got to push yourself. So when you don't feel like getting up and exercising, you got to push yourself so you do that day. Praise the Lord. But if you use it properly and followed a healthy diet, you'll reach your goal. You have to put in to get out. Now, we know that when we're asking for the Lord in our life and repenting of our sins and we get saved, and it's nothing that we did but He did, so we can't claim it. But when it comes to joy, and we read the Word, true joy in the face of misery, comes from living in the Word, comes from trusting in God, giving your burdens over to Him. When I've had something that's so big, I just say, Lord, take this from me. I can't take it anymore. And I do. And I just, honestly, I just disconnect from that. And if it comes to my mind, I don't take it. I say, Lord, you've got that. You've got this. You're taking care of it for me. And He does. Praise the Lord. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, all of you that come to Jesus. And rest. Ease your mind. Whatever you're going through, the Lord is there for you. And going back to Psalms 30 from the beginning, for His anger endureth but for a moment, and His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Praise the Lord. Prolonged sadness leads to depression. And when we're overwhelmed, and the depressed become oppressed, feeling that there is absolutely no hope, and that all things nothing will get better. It's nearly impossible, listen, to see blue skies on the horizon when we're clouded with depression and feeling of worthlessness. And I felt that pain and depression, and it caught me totally off guard. But for the most part, I'm a happy-go-lucky guy. But when I found myself in that sea of depression, I was able to see the reality of depression. When depression, nothing seems to be able to counteract it. But the Lord is there for you. That joy. Force the issue. Do good for others. Think of people that are, you know, you see someone in need and do something for them. In your idle time, instead of sitting around stewing, thinking about what this person's done to you, what they're not doing, and think about the Lord and about your blessings and the real reason why you're here. It's a reality check. We're here to serve the Lord. We're here because the Lord wants us to be in heaven. He wants His children to be with Him. But He only wants those who love Him and those who abide in Him to be around Him. He doesn't want someone going off causing people problems. Those people don't make it into heaven. He wants those with love that use their heart to get them through the day. Understand, to see the pain in others and feel that pain and then to pray for them. Praise the Lord. It's that heart that is the key that conquers all things is love. You know, it says Jesus is love. That's such a strong statement because everything surrounding the Bible and everything surrounding the Word is love. The foundation is love. Everything because of love. And that's what gets us through. When we find that, that's when He says, pray for your enemies, those who have done you wrong. You pray for them that the Lord blesses them. Not that they see the ill of their ways and what they did to me, but that the Lord bless them in every way that they need it. Because the Lord knows what they did to you. And He's going to take care of that so long as you don't yourself. Praise the Lord. But when you pray for them and to bless them, what that does is that releases that hatred out of your heart. I've tried it and it worked with me years ago. And I just couldn't get someone out of my mind. And just that they had done me wrong. But I prayed for them. And I just did it out of hope that it was going to work because I'd never tried it before. And sure enough, it did, because when I thought of that person after that, I seen it as God's child that was gone astray and not my enemy, someone that soul was in danger. So Psalms 126, he that goeth forth and weepeth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. It's saying that if you go forth and you might be weeping, but you got that precious seed, which is the Lord, praise God, you'll be rejoicing. That over, the rejoicing of the Lord is over that pain that you have. Praise the Lord. He's that light at the end of the tunnel. Bearing precious seed, the word of the Lord in your heart, and you will come again with rejoicing. Now, when we're in the midst of suffering, we're unable to see a way out. But our trust and faith knows that we have a God who can do all things. If you are suffering, Jesus wants you to reach out to Him. The Bible says, we have not because we ask not. Ask Him. Tell Him what you're going through. He knows, but He wants to hear it from you. And ask Him, because He wants to help you, and He wants you to know He's the one that did it. And He wants to, and He's right there ready, because He's love, because you're His child and He loves you. He doesn't want you to be going through things to where your mind is off the Lord, to where you're depressed all the time, you're not eating right, and just getting mad every time you turn around over this and that and something that had happened 10 years ago. But love, that love in your heart. And it's bad, too. When we get angry, there's certain things that release in our body and to our heart that stimulate it. And because it gives us that strength. Usually, if anger is used in something, you can't get something, you get angry and you're able to actually budge it. And that's the way the body is designed. But when we don't do something, we get angry and we don't put that effort out there, that kind of poisons our heart, what shoots into it, that's... you know, of your body. And so it's just, it hurts us. It physically hurts us, health-wise, to be getting angry. It's not good for our body. Praise the Lord. But the Lord says to there's joy in Him. One thing I'll do when I'm feeling down and realizing that all my thoughts are drifting towards everything and everybody's made me mad at one time or another, it's like every thought is negative, and I force myself to smile and I hold it. Then I say, thank you, Jesus. It's amazing how we can stew over something from the past or worry about something concerning the future, and we can let it just bug us all day, maybe hours or days or weeks of just of tormenting us, but the truth is, in just a few seconds of forcing that smile and thanking Jesus. Remember, he says to be glad and joy in suffering, knowing that he is with you, that he'll never leave you, never forsake you. He's always there. He's always reachable. You might not get your joy at the end of your prayer, but joy cometh in the morning. The Lord healed me just a few days ago, and I wanted to share that with you, that my foot was hurting terribly bad. I'd hurt it, and every day got progressively worse. It felt like I had broken bones in my foot. I was limping, and my friend asked me if I had prayed for it and prayed over it, and I said no. And she's like, well, why not? You pray for everyone else. And and I usually do, but I just didn't think about it. You know, I'm thinking about the pain, you know. And so that night when I went to the altar, and my altar at the house, place designated just for prayer, and I brought it to the Lord, and just touching my foot praying for it, it was so painful. But the fact is, I went to bed limping, and I woke up walking fine. The next day, I went to the woods and on trails and walked up and down hills. Didn't bother me any. But before that, it felt like a toothache because of that pain that was throbbing in there. But joy came in the morning. The Lord healed me overnight, and the joy came in the morning. Praise God, because he's a prayer-answering God. And I got Mother Leola with us, and she's got some joy to share with us. She's gone through things, but the Lord just shows her that I'm there with you, I love you, and there to pick you up. Mother Leola, how you doing, hon?
I'm doing fantastic. You delivered a very powerful sermon this evening. Joy do come in the morning. I just came back from Alabama. It was a good trip. I enjoyed myself with my family very much, but on the way back, the devil got in my granddaughter. But nonetheless, I said, help me, Jesus. Help me. I kept saying, help me, Jesus, because I wanted to jump on her while she was doing 80 miles an hour. I literally wanted to jump on her. And I said, if I do that, we will have a wreck and we will get killed. Coming through the Tennessee mountains, I got to be real. You know that ain't no joke, right? And it's raining.
Yeah.
And it's raining. Pushing 80. But some things she said to me, I said, I got to forgive her, but I can love her at a distance.
Yeah.
Because God's love for us is unconditional. I don't hate her, but I have no use for her, for what she said to me. And if she comes straight with me and asks for forgiveness, I'm willing to give it, even though I've already given it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
And I hope others that are listening can understand what I'm saying. When people do you wrong, forgive them. Forgive them. Give it to the Lord. Let him deal with them. Because he can deal with them better than we can. But now I'm rejoicing because we arrived home safely. Even though I was mistreated coming back, I don't have no animosity toward her. 22. She's got a lot to learn. But you don't use somebody for their money to get where you want to go, and then turn on them like a rattlesnake. So people, if you're doing that, you got to get it right. Do it from your heart, or don't do it at all.
Amen. He says to give joyfully. And if you're miserable about giving, he says, don't do it. It's not going to do you any good or me. Give joyfully. And that's to do things like that joyfully.
But I just want encouragement to go out to all the listeners. And I thank God for blessing us for going and coming. And God sent my son home I hadn't seen in a few years. And I tell you, that was a happy moment when he walked through my door before we went to Alabama. He drove all the way. And she was relieved because she got off at 7 that morning, 2.5 hours sleep, a shower. I knew she was tired. I wasn't able to.